I said, one, two, three, are you ready for this? One, two, three, are you ready for this? People, get ready. Uh-huh, yeah. Gather round your radio now for Fusey and Aaron.
Off air, uncut.
Fusey, Ed and Aaron, the podcast where we get to go a little bit further into a topic, an interesting topic.
Yeah, this is a ripper. You know what? When you think of sex work, you normally think of women. You don't really think of men very often.
There's been a couple like of movies made that feature male gigolos, etc., but it's not something, yeah, that comes to mind straight away.
What about a man who took up male escorting in COVID lockdown and is now making enough to work solely off that work and used to work in marketing in London, of all places?
Well, let's introduce him. Can we use your name here?
Yeah, this one Lucius. Name. Yeah. Like Madonna, his name, one name, Lucius. Scuba, hello, Lucius.
Hello, team. Great to be here.
Hi.
Close to, as I said, I did tell Lucius, he's too polite. I told him just before we started, this mic sucks. You got to be closer than
this. That's one of his selling points. He's a gentleman.
I know, I was going to say, he's so polite.
I always ask before coming close.
There we go. Okay.
But also, Lucius, I believe you want to eyeball people, look people right.
Absolutely.
I want to
connect with people.
Yeah, right.
I'm selling connection.
I'm
the business of selling
Lucius.
Oh, wow. How old are you, Lucius?
I'm 41, Hughesy.
Yeah. You look good.
You're a handsome man. There's no doubt about that. It's fair to say that you are bald.
I am.
Yep, absolutely.
I've been bald for a long time.
Yep.
Yes.
Good.
Well, you're handsome as well, by the way, Hughesy.
No, look, I do appreciate that. And in that, he's already sold me.
He's always thought that.
Are you always selling, Lucius?
Always. I've mostly been selling.
You work with women.
Yeah, I work exclusively with women.
Yep.
Can I give the website?
You can, absolutely.
SydneyMaleEscort.com.au.
That's the one.
Pretty, what's all in the title, isn't it?
Does what it says on the tin.
It does what it says on the tin. Yeah, thank you so much.
So it's been one year, is that true?
It's been 1 year in this new life of mine, absolutely. Yeah, or at least putting up stumps on the marketing side of things.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, did you always, and I'm just assuming that you've always been confident in the bedroom. You've always known what to do. Is that true or not?
I've always had a very strong interest of all things bedroom, but not just sex, things, connection, intimacy.
Yep.
It's always been a strong interest of mine. And I think in many ways, I've been doing this all my life in a more kind of informal capacity.
For free.
Is what I've realized in hindsight. Exactly.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a bit of a non-traditionalist. I've never really sought to get married, have kids and do the conventional thing.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously action's louder than words. That's actually what's happened.
Here we are, yeah.
So in many ways, I always kind of considered this, but to be really honest, living in kind of conventional, traditional, you know, Western cultures, there were a number of reasons that I gave myself excuses to not do this.
Mm.
And it took till sort of being, you know, around the ripe old age of 40, 41, that I decided, you know what, it's time to actually do what I want to do rather than what I think my parents want me to do or society wants me to do and have a marketing job in the corporate world and, you know, wear suits and all that kind of thing.
So you make a decision, right, during COVID lockdown to completely change the direction of your life in this way, which is, as you said, unconventional to say the least. What is your first step? How do you do it? How do you become a male escort?
So just speaking very simply, Aaron, you can just create a profile on one of reasonably many you know, escort directory, profile directories. So they have both men and women on them and obviously lots of different sort of subgenres, et cetera, and categories. You can just sign up, make one and pay an annual or monthly subscription.
Yeah, right.
So it can be that simple. Obviously, in that case, that's the very sort of bare bones of how you might promote yourself. You're then kind of part of a sea of men and women often saying the same thing, you know, possibly looking a bit similar, et cetera. But you can do more things. You can create a website. If you can sort of try to have a voice and do things like blog and sort of talk about topical things.
Is there an apprenticeship you can do though? Because, you know, generally when people take...
Stealing my business idea.
They're taking up professions though who gave you advice before you started? Did you seek advice from other men who do this or not?
No, it's a really good question. It's funny. What I can sense and gather of the male side of the industry is there's not really a community where they speak with each other, at least not from what I can see. What I've heard from various sources is on the female side, they very much connect and collaborate and talk on a number of different things and topics related to that, you know, from safety to, you know, various clients out there, et cetera.
How to make people happy, how to make men
happy. Exactly, but they do support each other immensely in the community. And as you can imagine, the size of the female escorting population in any country is far greater than that of male escorts exclusively offering services to women.
Yeah, gotcha.
How many do you know in Sydney? Do you know how many other men do you know who
I've
do this?
I've only ever met one.
Wow.
But it's interesting. I have a tax accountant who specialises in all things of this industry.
Sex work, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. Has a lot of escorts on the books. And interestingly, he says, Lucius, if you create a pie graph of all the escorts, both male, female, and, sort of non-binary on my books, as you would imagine, about 85% of that pie is females.
Mm. Yep.
Then about 14% of that is males offering services to other males, transgender, transsexual, non-binary. Less than 1% is males offering services exclusively to women. So it kind of reflects, when I say demand, it reflects where demand's at in relation to how a traditional conservative society in many aspects like Australia is. And I have a lot of thoughts about where we kind of shape up relatively to other Western cultures, you know, attitudes, societal values towards this kind of thing.
Righto.
But do you think it's because we're constrained by that, or do you think women just don't crave sex in a way that men do, or want that to be more? And I know you offer connection as well as that physical element, mm-hmm. but for women, that commitment, that security, that long-term relationship is more attractive in my opinion and my experience than kind of a quick hit of gratification, whether
Absolutely.
That be with a connection or not.
Yeah, and you nailed it. And that is undeniably the case. Mm. What happens is, this is something I feel very strongly about kind of professing, is that often the services of an escort, and this is whether it's female to male to female, or any other kind of combination, it's often about access-related problems. Should I maybe tell you, like, just categorically who my main customers
Absolutely.
Are?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd love
to. We're fascinated.
I'd say there's four, this is my marketing hat going
on.
Four profiles, four segments.
Yeah.
One is women, and this is why they seek an escort. One is women who are either still in or have recently been in abusive and or neglectful relationships, both physically and psychologically.
But being ignored a lot of the time.
Well, that's the other segment coming up.
Yeah.
I'll get to that.
Yeah.
So they're either in them, and there could be traditional relationships like a marriage or a de facto, but there can also be other things like, you know, opposite sex friendships with benefits, things like that, that don't quite go right.
So that's getting strung along in that instance.
Very much so.
There you go.
So there's a first, and that's what I'm finding personally to be the biggest category that come to me.
That's interesting.
Second one is, I would describe it as more specifically trauma-related. Now, it can be sexually related trauma. For example, early experiences in their sexual history could have been abrasive, not ideal, and that can leave incredible scars to the point where, you know, they almost need a place to go first to maybe reintroduce themselves before they then go about their ultimate objective, such as what you mentioned
finding
before.
A partner. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay,
and that leads me to the third category, which I describe specifically as intimacy related. Now, as you can see, all these categories are interrelated, but just to sort of call them out, the intimacy one is very classically haven't had intimacy for a long time, and that could be related to that trauma sort of category I talked about. And again, you know, they might be seeking ultimately a baby father and a relationship and, you know, happily ever after, but they're in no state, they don't feel in any state to be able to do that when the stakes are high. So, for example, in the dating world or online, but they feel that I could maybe use an escort to, you know, in that sort of professional escort-client relationship dynamic.
To build up confidence,
get some confidence back, more comfortable, rediscover themselves.
Mm.
And that's a really privileged and honourable place I feel to be and to be able to offer that. And then finally, category number four, marketing person says, is the more classic, you know, no fuss sex.
Yeah.
So basically, in that very moment in their life, they're maybe too busy, they've just come out of a relationship, or they've been married, or they just can't be. They're doing breakfast radio. They're up at the crack of dawn, Ed. Exactly. And in that case, it's, you know, they don't, they may be over the apps. They may be over going out and drinking and whatever.
What percentage of your female clientele are already in a relationship, do you think? Can you use it?
Most.
Most are already in a relationship.
So that first category is about sort abusive slash neglectful relationships. And that doesn't necessarily need to be the most severe form of abuse.
So this is very discreet. You've got to be very discreet.
Absolutely. And then that kind of element of, like you said, being ignored. So they've potentially checked out.
Yeah.
one or both parties, and it's that
familiarity has bred contempt, and they just both have just wandered off. Well, but they're still together.
That can happen. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Can I ask you? So the abuse side of it aside, in the people that you're sleeping with professionally that are in relationships, do you feel any element of uncomfortability with the fact that their partner doesn't know you exist and that what you're doing would cause their partner immense pain?
That's a great question. Yeah. It's obviously one that does play on my mind.
Mm.
But here's where I choose to arrive at from a personal values perspective, but also what's my purpose? Why am I a male escort? It is not my prerogative to judge them or question them on that.
Yeah.
One of my clients told me it took her two years from inception of the idea of potentially seeking a male escort to sending me an email. Fighting all of those barriers of societal abnormalities, et cetera, and all the trauma that she's been through, for them to me go, sorry, you're married, no, bye.
Oh, and look, and I wouldn't say that's your responsibility at all. It's you're not in a relationship. But true. I just wonder how you, if you ever been hurt in that kind of situation yourself. How you separate, I guess, that moral side or your conscience with that, because you're playing a part in something that could contribute to the breakdown of a family.
But is there a way that he could be actually reinvigorating a relationship because you are turning a woman who thinks that she's no longer a sexual being back into a sexual being, and
100%.
she could take that back to her actual relationship?
And that absolutely does happen as well. And not only that, but like classic examples of that lady then goes forward to re-looking at fitness, eating well. Doing good things, discovering old passions, etc. It's so much more than sex. I've got to dispel that kind of classic myth.
I can imagine one of your main jobs is to, every client who turns up, you make them feel sexy.
I'm absolutely entirely there for them. It is about reintroducing themselves to who they really are, reminding them and allowing them to see things that they can no longer see because of what they've been through. And it's like all of us, right? We look in the mirror every single day. You know, I've forgotten that I'm bald almost, you know. But if you meet me for the first time, like this morning, it's like, you're bald.
Yeah, but I mean,
that was aggressive, by the way. What do I always say, boys, about bald men? I love that. Vin Diesel.
High testosterone.
No, I don't say that. I say I find them very attractive.
Do you, like, your clients, do you, how many do you think I didn't do a good job? You know what I mean? Honestly.
It happens occasionally. And
what, 10%, 5%?
It's seldom. It's sometimes with those categories I mentioned, because of those circumstances, you almost, at least in the very first instance, you can't break through. I also try my best to kind of pre-vet and say, look, this is not something that you can snap your fingers and fix.
Yeah.
You've got to manage expectations. Same in the world outside of escorting, it is very rare that, you know, direct hit, complete, utter satisfaction and, you know, fulfillment is taken place.
Yeah.
So quickly. So there are times when, I feel in myself like, but I can be quite hard on myself. And, you know, I really take pride in doing as good a job in whatever that particular job needs as I can.
You're not going to be attracted to everyone that is a client of yours.
Great question.
How do you take drugs for that?
So, very good question. The thing is, those ladies that come forward, by virtue of the fact that they've managed to do so, given everything we just talked about, barriers, et cetera, they are all really remarkable women in one way or another. I'm not someone who is entirely basing attraction on physicality. There is always something you can find. There's always a connection you can make, and you can focus on that. And that goes for anything in life. This is not just a specific hack in the...
So you don't take like Viagra or...
No.
Yeah, okay, wow. No. You can always find something in there that will... Okay,
It'd be a short-term game, I think.
Yeah, right.
It can be tough
and
on you.
Money-wise, what do you charge?
So just basically $5.50 an hour, and then there's tiered rates that go up for...
So a night with you, what's that?
So a night will be 12 hours. Yep. That's $4,400.
Jesus.
Have you in your year had to worry? You must meet some women you'd think I would like to continue having a relationship with them. Is that tough for you or not?
I'm certainly very attracted and really, really enjoy spending time with some of my regulars. Well, in fact, all of my regulars. The thing is, I think by virtue of the fact that they come back means that we have to have some form of connection. They can see through fake. They can see through, you know, contrived stuff.
What's your most regular at the moment? Once a week, once a month, or
once every 5 days?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's more often than most long-term relationships have intimate
absolutely.
Times. Well, it is. And again, it's like if you consider the context of, say, that client example and the reasons why they are requiring and asking for that moment.
Are there any real dead set, just finally, glamours that you would look at and not think for a second that they'd be someone getting a male escort? Like, do you have clients that are just gorgeous physically?
Most of my clients, it's really funny. I didn't expect that this would be the case in terms of my preconceived notions before doing this.
Yeah.
But I think pretty much that of all of them for various reasons. Yeah. And it can be a combination of physicality plus other things.
Beautiful.
But it's, yeah. It's
I honestly think that this man would be reinvigorating the lives of many women.
Yeah, okay, well, I look forward to Holly using his services and you being comfortable with that.
No, I don't think my wife needs it. We're regular. Most of your clients wouldn't be having regular sex with their partners, would they?
As far as what I'm told, it is most often
no.
The thing is, as well, sometimes, you know, you need to kind of
just keep up.
Keep up appearances.
Lucius. Just tell him, man.
Just tell him.
It's all good. If Holly wants, you know, a taste of Lucius to get it rolling back on the Hughes train,
see how
then it's all G.
This you were until you suddenly put
it's
yourself in that position.
Mate, it's all G. Yeah?
Why are you speaking like a rapper now?
You don't understand Lucius and I.
This has been absolutely fascinating.
But it is
Lucius.
Actually an interesting, even as a joke, it's an interesting way of sort of reconsidering it from another perspective, isn't it? Because,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
Well, but you do too. I mean, are you?
Because it means I can too.
Well, for Mother's Day, which is just gone, is there any vouchers available? For Mother's Day voucher for Lucius?
My digital marketing capability for sales.
Can I tell you what?
Sales not on scene.
SydneyMaleEscort.com.au. Lucius, it's been fascinating. Good on you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much,
team.